Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon we have music from Belgium, some music from Montreal, also music from the West Indies and London. We're going to start off with one of the most innovative jazz pianists of the 20th century, Earl Hines. And this is from a 1966 concert. The album's entitled Blues So Low. We're going to listen to Hines' version of Gershwin's Oh Lady, Be Good.
So long. Thank you. Be good to me, lady. Be good to me, lady. Be good. I go.
That was music from the great Earl Father Hines with "Oh Lady, Be Good," taken from a 1966 concert. We're going to listen now to Canadian organist Bob Murphy's quintet. Bob Murphy on organ, on Hammond B3 organ, rather. Tom Coghlow on alto sax, Patrick Caird on tenor sax, Miles Hill on bass, and Graham Boyle is on drums. We're going to listen to a composition entitled "Oh, I Got the Blues," and then after, a dedication to one of my good friends, Judy Green of Ottawa. This is we're going to listen to Chris Botti from his album Slowing Down the World and Drive Time. So let's get started with Bob Murphy and "Oh, I Got the Blues."
Thank you. June 15th from 4 to 9 p.m. It's the Music Trade Show. Connect with labels, bands, and radio industry folk.
Yeah, I'd just like to say, let's have some music now, huh?
Okay. Thank you.
Every aspect of the industry in one location. DJs, music reps, music lovers, local bands. Friday, June 15th from 4 to 9 p.m. CHO presents the Music Trade Show in the Terminus Building, University of Ottawa campus. CHO is celebrating our 10th anniversary. A monumentous event like this calls for a week-long celebration. CHO's 10th anniversary concert series begins Monday, June 11th at the Saw Gallery. Women with Kitchen Appliances will be performing. And at Lux, Chicks with Decks will be spinning. The Mercury Lounge will be hosting a spoken word show on the 12th. Wednesday, it's the Planet Smashers at Barrymore's and the Earshot Party at the Knox. Thursday, check out the Saw Gallery for the Audio Art Show. And Friday rounds out the celebration at Climax, 130 George Street, with the 10th anniversary party, serving up local bands Clear and Jacob Tutu. Wish CHO a happy birthday. Join us for our week-long 10th anniversary concert series, June 11th to June 15th.
Do you miss home? Looking for an affordable way to travel? Well, take the train. Go home more often with Via Rail Canada. Students get 35% off the regular adult fare when using our ISIC card. If you're a full-time student, you can get your ISIC card at any Via Rail station. But that's not all. Buy 6 return trips to any destination and receive 50% off the regular price. For more info, call 244-8289. That's 244-8289. Via Rail Canada, bringing students home.
Looking for ways to get your business known? Look no further, CHUO is here. We've got all the benefits of a campus community station. Low rates while at the same time reaching a diverse audience. Make yourself a familiar name and help your community at the same time. For more information, contact Pascal at 562-5968.
CHUO-FM 89.1, Canada's only bilingual campus community radio station. CHUO-FM 89.1, our diversity, your radio.
Thank you.
Beautiful sunny Sunday afternoon, CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial, and we just heard music from Chris Botti from his album Slowing Down the World and Drive Time, and before that, Bob Murphy from his album A Tribute to Fraser McPherson and Oh, I Got the Blues. Actually, the tribute to Fraser McPherson contains works from other musicians as well, including Fifth Avenue, François Hull, Creatures of Habit, Hugh Fraser, and, of course, Fraser McPherson's quartet. George Evans is up next, a vocalist who's just starting out. Actually, his album was released in 1997. It's entitled Mood Swing. He has quite an intriguing voice, and he was here in the studio about 3-4 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. Nice gentleman, and the nice thing about his album is that they're mostly standards, and he does them quite well. We're going to listen to his version of Fun to Be Fooled. Before we get to that, I just want to run down the roster of artists who are playing with George Evans on this track. Andre White is on piano, George Mitchell is on bass, and George has been a visitor here at the Ottawa Jazz Festival for many, many years. Dave Lang on drums, Greg Amero on guitar, Art Roberts on vibes, Steve Caldestad on sax, and Kevin Dean, who was one of my teachers in Montreal when I was taking jazz at McGill, is on trumpet. So we'll listen to Fun to Be Fooled. Then after, we're going to listen to some music from Dave Pietro, title track from his album, Now Becoming Then.
Spring is here, I'm a fool if I fall again. And yet, I'm enthralled by your call again. You say you love me, I know from the past you mean to love me, but these things don't last. Fools rush in to begin new love affairs, but tonight, tonight, my dear, who cares? Fun to be fooled, fun to pretend, fun to believe this is the real thing. I thought I was done, still it is fun to be fooled again. Nice when you tell all that you feel. Nice to be told love is unending. Fun to be kissed. Fun to exist, to be fooled again. It's that old devil move, having its fling once more, selling me spring once more. I'm afraid love is king once more. Fun to be fooled, fun to pretend this little dream won't end. More, selling me spring once more.
love is king once more. Fun to be fooled, fun to pretend this little dream won't end. Ah, this little dream won't end.
Thank you.
What a lovely composition from Dave Pietro. That was from his album entitled Now Becoming Then. We heard the title track. Before that, vocalist George Evans with a gorgeous, gorgeous version of Fun to Be Fooled. He has such an extraordinary voice. His album is entitled Mood Swing, and if you want to pick it up, you should be able to pick that up at most record stores. I believe he's still recording, and I'm very anxious to see what he's going to come out with next. He's certainly a bright and talented musician, and of course he's Canadian, which gives it extra weight to it. Next set, we're going to be featuring some vintage Maynard Ferguson. A recording made in New York City, February 25th, 1959, and featuring an incredible orchestra, the likes of, actually, I don't think you'll ever see a better trumpet section, Bill Chase, Don Ellis, and Larry Moser, Don Sebesky on trombone and bass trombone, Slide Hampton on trombone and tuba, Jimmy Ford on alto sax, some great tenor saxmen here, Willie Maiden and Carmen Leggio, John Lanny on baritone, sax, Bob Dogan on piano, Jimmy Rouser on bass, and Frankie Dunlop on drums. And Maynard Ferguson not only handles trumpet, but he handles valve trombone and euphonium. We're going to listen to his orchestra, the Maynard Ferguson Orchestra, in an arrangement of Fletcher Henderson's composition, Soft Winds. Thank you. You're listening to CHUO FM 89.1 on your FM dial. recorded last June in Seattle. That was the Hands Falling Quartet with a composition entitled Hopes and Dreams, and it featured Hands Falling with his American quartet. And the reason why I say this is because four of the tracks on this album are with his German quartet, recorded over in Germany in February of the year 2000, actually in Berlin. And then with his American quartet, he recorded another six tracks in Seattle with Aaron Burrell on tenor sax, Phil Sparks on bass, some lovely drum work there from Steve Korn. And this album is on the Origin Records label. They're also based out of Seattle, Washington. And the album is entitled Hamburg, Port of Call. Before that, Maynard Ferguson from 1959 and his version of Soft Winds. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. I have a real treat for you. This is a band known as Trois Pitons. It consists of Daniel, Luther, and David. And their origins lie in that they're all related to St. Lucia, the island of St. Lucia. And we're going to listen to a couple of compositions from their album. It's simply entitled Daniel, Luther, and David. And we're going to listen to Freddie Hubbard's composition, Little Sunflower. And then we'll listen to a lovely tune from the pen of Eric Dolphy entitled Serene. To get us there, here's the Nova Trio with Blue Morning.
Calling and my heart
Well, the West Indian flavor, that was Trois Pitons and their version of Little Sunflower. We're going to listen to some more music from this very interesting band. But before we get to that, I just want to mention that Gaby Warren will be appearing this evening on the second floor of Maxwell's on Elgin Street, 340 Elgin. The first set will begin at 8 p.m. and the second set will start around 9:45. Now, admission for this concert is only $7. I can't think of a better evening, actually, to go listen to some interesting music. Beautiful weather outside, and it should be a lovely atmosphere and setting for this concert. Gaby will be backed by the creative trio of Rob Frayne on piano and tenor sax, John Geggy on bass, and Matt Penser will be on drums. To celebrate 52 years as a jazz fanatic, the last 5 years of which he has concentrated on singing, Gaby will be singing hip standards and jazz originals and some with his own lyrics. While faithful to the melody, Gaby likes to improvise while interacting with other musicians. Now, some of his heroes include such departed singers as Eddie Jefferson, Carmen McRae, and Betty Carter. Some of his current faves, who are very, very much alive, include the likes of Nancy King, Sheila Jordan, Mark Murphy, Jaimo Gates, and Kurt Elling. Now, Gaby was posted to the Canadian Embassy in Havana back in 1963. He left in 1965, and he retains an intense passion for Afro-Cuban music. One of the highlights of this concert this evening will be an extended piece during the second set, which will be his Cuban Fantasy. And don't forget, next Sunday on I've Heard That Song Before with host David Peel, Gaby will be David's special guest. Well, here's more music from Trois Pitons and their version of Eric Dolphy's Serene.
Thank you.
From Belgium, that's a band known as Impression. We heard a composition written by Stefan Orens entitled Trifon. I'll just run down the members of the band. Laurent Madelin on bass, Laurent Dionnet on sax, Peter Orens on drums, Olivier Benoit is on guitar, and Stefan Orens is on piano. Very interesting group. And they currently reside out of Brussels, recording for the Lyra Records label. Before that, some music from Trois Pitons. We heard a composition from Eric Dolphy, their interpretation of Serene. We're going to visit Montreal now and listen to some music from Oliver Jones and Nelson Simons. Oliver is going to play for us Blues for Helene. This is probably his most requested piece. When you see Oliver in concert, almost every time he does this piece, it's a lovely composition. And then we're going to listen to guitarist Nelson Simons, who's been on the jazz scene for quite a number of years in Montreal. His album, Getting Personal, we're going to listen to the title track.
Thank you. Friday, June 15th from 4 to 9 p.m. It's the Music Trade Show. Connect with labels, bands, and radio industry folk.
Yeah, I'd just like to say, let's have some music. music now, huh?
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Every aspect of the industry in one location. DJs, music groups, music lovers, local bands. Friday, June 15th, from 4 to 9 p.m., CHO presents the music trade show in the Terminus Building, University of Ottawa campus. CHO is celebrating our 10th anniversary. A monumentous event like this calls for a week-long celebration. CHO's 10th anniversary concert series begins Monday, June 11th, at the Saw Gallery. Women with Kitchen Appliances will be performing, and at Lux, Chicks with Decks will be spinning. The Mercury Lounge will be hosting a spoken word show on the 12th. Wednesday, it's the Planet Smashers at Barrymore's, and the Earshot Party at the Knox. Thursday, check out the Saw Gallery for the Audio Art Show. And Friday rounds out the celebration at Climax, 130 George Street, with the 10th anniversary party, serving up local bands Clear and Jacob Tutu. Wish CHO a happy birthday. Join us for our week-long 10th anniversary concert series, June 11th to June 15th.
Thank you.
Montreal's own Nelson Simons from his album Getting Personal. We just heard the title track, and Oliver Jones before that from his album From Lush to Lively and Blues for Hélène. Dinah Washington is certainly one of the most mimicked jazz vocalists. Unique voice, unique style, and when she sings a song, it's definitely all of her own. We're going to listen to her rendition of Lawrence Hart's and Richard Rogers' composition, Manhattan. And then I have another dedication going out to Judy Greene. This is music from pianist Charles Gale from his new album entitled Jazz Solo Piano. It's mostly originals, and we're going to listen to his version of What's New. But before we get to Charles, the lady herself, Dinah Washington, with Manhattan.
Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. Well, it's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so. When balmy breezes blow to and fro, and tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. We'll go to Yonkers, where true love conquers in the wild. Kiss we stole, soul to soul, and for some high fare, we'll go to my fair lady say. We'll hope it
Oh.
That was music from Charles Gale from his brand new album on the Knitting Factory label out of New York, entitled Jazz Solo Piano, a beautiful, beautiful rendition of What's New, Johnny Burke's composition. Charles Gale was here at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival a few years ago. He gave one of those performances in the after-hours shows. I think it started around 10:30, somewhere around there. Very interesting performance. But this is quite a change for what most people have come to expect from Charles Gale. And as I said before, this is a lovely album. It's Charles and only Charles, as he can play on the piano. Before that, music from Dinah Washington from an album entitled What a Difference a Day Makes. It's basically a compilation CD of some of her material. And we heard a composition written by Lawrence Hart and Richard Rogers entitled Manhattan. From Boston now, here's music from guitarist John Stein and his trio. From his album Green Street, we're going to listen to a little bit of Hot Cakes. The
Thank you. something cool. I'd like to order something cool. It's so warm here in town, and the heat gets me down. Yes, I'd like something cool. My, it's nice to simply sit and rest a while. Now I know it's a shame, but I can't think of your name. I remember your smile. I don't ordinarily drink with strangers. I most usually drink alone. But you were so awfully nice to ask me. And I'm so terribly far from home. Like my dress, I must admit it's very old. But it's simple and neat. It's just right for the heat. I save my furs for the cold. A cigarette, well, I don't smoke them as a rule. But I'll have one. It might be fun with something cool. I bet you can't imagine that I one time had a house with so many rooms I couldn't count them all. I'll bet you couldn't imagine I had 15 different beaux who would beg and beg to take me to the ball. And I'll bet you couldn't picture me the time I went to Paris in the fall. Or that the man I love was quite so handsome, quite so tall. Well, it's true, it's just a memory I have. One I almost forgot, but the weather's so hot and I'm feeling so bad about a date. Oh, wait, I'm such a fool. He's just a guy who stopped to buy me something cool.
I can imagine there are many people out there today drinking something cool. That was Something Cool from Joy Adams, from her album Joy Adams Sings the Jazz Classics, and that's on the Tahoe Records label. And before that, we heard some music from John Stein's trio, from the album Green Street, and a little Hotcakes. And there was some nice quoting in there from Inagata De Vita, as well as some Beatle tunes, some nice unexpected surprises on that one. Avishai Cohen is a bassist making a name for himself these days on the Stretch record label out of California. And we're going to hear something from his album Devotion, something entitled El Capitan and the Ship at Sea.
Thank you.
Oh, that was a lovely rendition of West End Blues, the classic composition from Louis Armstrong, and that was Benny Bailey from his album The Satchmo Legacy on the Enja Records label. And before that, we heard Avisha Cohen, a bassist out of the States, from his album Devotion and El Capitan and the Ship at Sea. We're going to close this afternoon with some music from drummer Jimmy Cobb, who many moons ago played for Miles Davis on his classic album Kind of Blue, among other recordings. We're going to listen to the title track from his album Only for the Pure of Heart. That just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott, and I'll be back next week with some more jazz. And don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, Osmond Lowe with German news, music, and commentary. Get out there and enjoy the day. Bye for now.